Huskies, black tops and black shorts with their red numbers and lettering. Off to the right, playing defense at the start of this quarter. It's NIU 19, Kent State 13 as the Flashes go back to work in their home whites. Dribbling onto the right side of the floor, about a step outside the elbow. Passing around the perimeter to the left-hand side, Karinic sets a high screen. It's controlled by Golden. She'll pull up from the free throw line. High arcing shot, missed it. Soft rebound pulled down, and it's pulled down by Kent State's Monique Smith because she committed a foul. It's her first and the team first here in the second quarter. Smith extended the arm and pushed off a Husky. So Huskies go back up the floor the other direction, and they have a 19-13 lead. Opening minute of the second frame. Voigt from just outside the right elbow looks into the paint with her hair pulled back behind her and a headband on. She passes into the right corner instead where Paulina Castro lobs it underneath. Kelly Smith once, no, second time, you betcha. Kelly Smith, nice effort. She's got six, having a solid game so far. 9 minutes left in the second quarter. It's 21-13, NIU out front trying to cut into this seven-game losing streak as Golden's Kent State three from the top of the arc missed. Went right to Karinic. She caught it. It swirled twice around the rim and then popped through. How about that? 21-15 as the Huskies race up the floor right to left the other direction. Dribbling. Courtney Woods from the left wing to the right elbow, and she traveled with the ball as she was making her way to the hoop. Whistle blown by Bob Domenico, one of our officials. And so she commits the turnover, although it left her scratching her head. Paulina Castro checks out of the game. Gabby Nicotiniati back in there. 8:44 left in the first half. It's the Huskies by six. Kent State's cheerleaders standing off to our left, waving their blue and gold pom-poms together, trying to get behind the Flashes, who have essentially played from behind the whole afternoon so far. Karinic passes up top. This is McKenna Stevens. Stevens back to the left side now, a chest pass over to Golden, who puts it to Karinic in the low post. She steps back, misses short from the left side of the paint. Here come the Huskies right to left. Nicotiniati, the behind-the-back dribble in the right corner, lobs it up top, and now the Huskies set up their offense. It's Voigt handing to Woods between the rings. Half the shot clock's expired. Nicotiniati working against a man-to-man, pulls up with her foot on the line. A little too soft, the ball hit the rim, backboard, and then fell off, no good. In transition, Nadia Cross, stuffed underneath, doesn't know what to do with it, so she hands the ball to Stevens, who came to her aid. Flashes set up the offense, standing on the Kent State logo, just a step in front of midcourt. Nadia Cross runs to the corner. Instead, a pass up top. Stevens, three ball, a little too long, loose on the floor, Cross picks it up. Second life for the Flashes. Driving the left side after a pass over the top of the defense. Allie Poole had it, stepped on the baseline, and turns it over. It's the Huskies 21, the Flashes 15, 7:36 left in the first half. Head coach Lisa Carlson gives a thumbs up to the team. They get away with one defensively there, and here we go. And now we get a foul called away from the basketball underneath. It's on Courtney Woods, who set an illegal screen in the official's eyes. Woods with a bit of an inauspicious start here in the second quarter. 21-15 Huskies, 7:29 left in the second quarter. How will NIU shake off this rough stretch to start the second frame? Karinic from the right elbow throws it high over the top of the defense, deflects off her teammate Stevens, who was her intended target, and it ricochets out of bounds. Kent State continues to shoot themselves in the foot. They've had a lot of mistakes today. Turning the ball over has certainly been one of them. It's the fifth turnover for the Flashes. Here's Woods slicing her way. In for two from right wing, down the lane, up and underneath. Defenders all around her didn't matter. She's got 11. 23-15, NIU out front. Six and change before halftime. Erin Thames in her second consecutive start at the outset of her freshman season. She's on the right wing. The ball goes up top now. Carter gives back to Thames. Wide open three ball. We got some string music in Kent. 23-18. That's five for Thames. A nice lob underneath in transition. Turns into a Woods three ball. Left wing. Courtney Woods. Perfect answer for the Huskies. 26-18. Woods has 14 already. Might she be in line for another career day against Kent State? Lobbed over the top of the defense. Thames has it near where she made the three last time down the floor. Huskies lead by 8, 6 minutes to go. This is Stevens from the left elbow. Raises too strong. One and done as Woods grabs the rebound and races up. The Australian native passes into the corner. Dribbling around. Voigt's in trouble, and she got a foul called against Allie Poole, who certainly impeded her progress. That's the first foul on Poole, second on Kent State. It's kind of amazing how we've seen so few free throws attempted. One free throw combined in the first 14 minutes of this game. It was the and one from Golden earlier in the first quarter. Kent State, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country, and they're not really getting to the stripe. That's probably a good thing for NIU. Woods, right baseline, passes and grazes the net with the ball. It's put up by Voigt in the left corner. And a foul on the Huskies. It's Riley Blackwell reaching around for the basketball, and apparently she did it illegally. You don't see that very often, where Woods was underneath, and she was throwing a pass from the right side of the baseline to the left corner. The ball actually grazed the netting, but never changed direction. Not too often that happens. Megan Carter comes into the forecourt, points to her eyes as she calls out the play. She stands at the top, gets high screens on both sides, rolls to her left, looking for Karinic, who can't get it. Instead, Stevens up top passes right side to Poole. NIU into a man-to-man defense here. Great effort. Poole slips around from right wing, down through the paint, and puts it up and in with a left hand. Nifty play, maybe a little bit of a defensive breakdown there. 26-20, halfway through the second quarter. Huskies on top. And a foul on Karinic in the low post. They were trying to work the ball to Kelly Smith from left wing down into the key. 5:04 left in the second quarter. Kelly Smith comes out for NIU. Let's see, they put Monique Smith back on the floor for the flashes. She takes Karinic's spot. And it's Abby Woolicott that checked in for the Huskies. Left corner three ball, hits off the back of the rim, doesn't go. Pinballs around a few times, flashes trying to grab it, and it's Golden Flashes basketball. Actually, I beg your pardon, Woolicott she did come in. Yeah, we're good. Okay, I thought maybe it was somebody else. All right, 4:55 left in the second quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. Huskies have essentially led the whole game. It's 26-20. They're trying to snap the seven-game losing streak at Kent State. You're listening to NIU Women's Basketball from Learfield. Huskies are having a lot of fun on the road this afternoon. They're playing pretty solid basketball. Northern Illinois 26, Kent State 20. Brendan Gulick with you. Glad to be filling in for Andy Garcia this weekend. Our coverage of the Huskies brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. At Northwestern Medicine, we make people better by making medicine better. With more than 100 locations throughout Chicago, the suburbs, and Northern Illinois, you're never far from accessing world-class care. To find a location near you, visit nm.org, Northwestern Medicine. Better. Also brought to you by Athletico. Better for everybody. Courtney Woods had a great first quarter. The leading scorer in the MAC has been a little bit quieter in the second quarter, but still playing good basketball. And at the moment, she's the game's leading scorer, 14 points on 6 of 8 shooting. She's got a game-high 5 rebounds as well. Maybe the one nick against her, she's turned the ball over 3 times. But when you have that kind of offensive production, more often than not, you'll take it. Also, pretty good defense here in the second quarter for Kent State. They've hit 3 of 8, which means Northern Illinois is continuing to defend at a high level. 33% shooting on the game for the Flashes, 9 of 27. NIU's also gotten out the fast break a lot. They've tried to push the tempo, and they've got 11 fast break points. It's been nice to see them get out and really get moving. Largest lead of the game for the Huskies was 9. That was a couple of minutes ago. Play's about to resume here with just 4:55 left in our second quarter. 26-20, the Huskies lead on the road. They haven't won a game since they beat Buffalo back on January 6th in overtime. But today, maybe they've got what it takes. As soon as Kent State got into their offensive set, they committed an offensive foul. It is on McKenna Stevens. So Stevens sets an illegal screen. And it's Husky ball as Voigt runs the point. She'll work to the left-hand side, dribbling with both hands. Now back to the top, guarded closely around the perimeter by Monique Smith. Finally passes to Nicole Orr beyond the right wing on the perimeter. Back up top to Voigt, who signals for someone to come up and set a screen. Voigt decides not to use it, forces a tough shot, up and good. How did that go in? 28-20, 4 points for Voigt. That was a sweet play. Little right-handed runner from 8 feet out. 4 minutes, 9 seconds left in the first half. Kent State looking for somebody other than whoever has the basketball to make something happen. Everybody's kind of looking around at each other. At the moment, Thames runs the point, passes left side awkwardly to Poole. She grabs the ball off balance. It's redirected awkwardly into the paint where it's tipped around and lost out of bounds. Stays with Kent State, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Huskies up eight, under 4 minutes to play in the first half. On the inbound, Stevens finds Carter with her back to the basket, turns, drives, puts it up in traffic, and she's fouled. It's on Abby Woollicott. Sophomore from Rockford commits her first. And it's the third team foul here this quarter. Not sure how you can really game plan not to put your opponent at the free throw line, but credit the Huskies with doing that so far. Because Kent State from the stripe is money. They are one of the best in the country. A top 10 free throw shooting team nationally. As we get a substitution here, it's Alexa Golden, but she's going to come in for the shooter, even though they buzzed her in already. Megan Carter hits the first, trying to hit 2 out of 2. Perfect. 28-22, Carter trots off the floor. Alexa Golden takes her spot. Young lady from Pittsburgh wipes the bottom of her shoes. And Kent State goes into a full-court press. It's a 1-2-2 full-court press. Voigt across the timeline, trapped immediately right side, dribbles out of it, passes to Nicole Orr, raises right corner three, clanks it short, runs down her own rebound. Jump pass up top, and she's called for traveling. The Huskies give it away again. That is their eighth turnover of the afternoon. NIU 28, Kent State 22. 3:30 left in the first half. Kelly Smith waiting to check back in for the black and red. Kent State has the basketball, stalling while they dribble on the midcourt logo. Working left to right here in the second quarter. Stevens sets a high screen, then gets the ball, steps back for a three just left of center, and it's pure. Kent State connects on a three ball, 28-25. It's only 2 of 12 now from deep, but that one hurts a little bit. The Husky lead trimmed to 3. Voigt dribbles around Thames, passes off to Orr, driving down the lane. Orr is good for 2 points, just a step inside the left block. 30-25, Orr with her first basket. Stevens tries to take control, finds Poole, right wing, lets it fly. Great spin off the ball, but she shot it too strong. Voigt grabs the rebound from Woollicott. Woods in the paint, turns around, dumps it underneath behind her. Boy, the Huskies had Allie Mae waiting where all the flashes were concentrated on Woods. Allie Mae, easy money. 4 points for her. It's 32-25 NIU. 2 minutes and change before halftime. Huskies have led for the vast majority of the game. Stevens from the right elbow in traffic puts up a soft jumper, and it falls home. 32-27. That's 5 points now for Stevens after she's hit a couple of shots the last couple times down the floor.